Hey, folks, can your IRA or 401k stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is right at our doorstep? By allocating a percentage of your retirement into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from a turbulent market and economic downturns. All you got to do is put your IRA back on the gold standard. With a multi-trillion dollar trade deficit and ongoing geopolitical instability, experts say now is the time to make the switch. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Protect your retirement today with one simple phone call and receive your free gold and silver guide from my good friends at Genesis Gold. To do that, call Genesis Gold Group today at 800-200-GOLD. That's 800-200-GOLD. And find out how you can add precious metals to your IRA. One more time, let me give you the number. It's 800-200-4653. 800-200-4653 or gold, or visit them at genesisgoldgroup.com. Genesis Gold, welcome to the John Solomon Just the News family. Hello, America, and welcome to a new edition of John Solomon Reports, the podcast from Just the News. Today, Friday, you think you're taking the day off? We're going to go easy. We've got the Congresswoman from the great state of New York, Elise Stefanik, who is the brand new chairwoman of the Republican Conference in the House. What a great opportunity to talk to someone directly in the know on the front lines of everything going on in Congress, in policy, in Washington. An extraordinary opportunity. We're so grateful. She's going to be joining us in a few seconds. And then we're going to take a little detour from the normal fare of Washington, take you out to the beautiful forays of Utah to an incredible family, the Shaw family. They began to break onto the music scene right in the middle of the pandemic, a father-daughter duo, amazing voices, amazing chemistry, amazing songs. They're popping up everywhere. They're burning up YouTube. They're burning up Apple and iTunes and music and all the places because people loved their wholesome, great music, their great family story. How it happened, how it came together is an amazing story. Dad's coming out working from the yard. Daughter Savannah asks him to maybe sit with him and do a first music video, and they made magic. Hundreds of millions of people have now listened to that magic, and they now have a recording career and a recording enterprise, music coming out, two or three albums in their first year already. You do not want to miss the extraordinary Americana story of Matt and Savannah Shaw of Utah. What a great group. We're going to get to talk to them as well. That's a lot, right? We're going to get right to it, but I want to give you a heads up. Probably right as we're wrapping up this podcast today, I'll be breaking a news story on Hunter Biden. It is a very, very important story. It undercuts the main argument that the Democratic lawmakers had when they tried to impeach President Trump. He eventually got acquitted. He was impeached, but he did get acquitted in January 2020. The argument they made was that President Trump abused his office because he had no reason to ask Ukraine to investigate Hunter Biden and the Burisma matter. Well, today we're going to find out that that wasn't true. Hunter Biden's own emails with his lawyers, with his accountants, show they knew during the summer of 16 they had been subpoenaed by the federal government in a criminal case. Hunter Biden's business partner, Devin Archer, was about to be indicted, and they knew he had some legal liability, some legal exposure. They were concerned. Why? Guess why? He hadn't paid taxes on the money he was earning from Burisma, the Ukrainian natural gas company where he landed on the board, a company his father's administration at the time, the Obama-Biden administration, deemed corrupt, a company that state officials reported while Hunter Biden was on the board, the company allegedly made two bribes, according to reports. Our own State Department in Kiev reported to the FBI, reported to their bosses in Washington. All that was going on, but now we know that the very concern Ukrainian prosecutors were raising when they tried to come to America in 2018, the very question I raised when I started writing the Joe Biden, Hunter Biden stories at the Hill, the very question that Peter Schweizer wrote in his book that first put a focus on Hunter Biden's business dealings, there was a legal concern. Hunter Biden's own lawyers, his accountant, his business associate, they were worried. They were trying to come up with a quote-unquote narrative when this subpoena suddenly dropped on them. as to why he hadn't paid taxes. There are other major revelations in these documents. The Ukraine impeachment storyline that the Democrats have pretty much held for 3 years now. Listen, Joe Biden's been using the line, my son never did anything unethical. Well, not paying your taxes is, I guess, illegal. It's certainly wrong. It's certainly unethical. It's un-American not to pay your taxes. Well, his lawyers flagged it, and you're going to get to see these documents probably by the time you get off this podcast. They'll be on the top of justthenews.com, our big breaking story. But we've got bigger fish to fry now. We're going to go to a quick commercial break. When we come back, Congresswoman Elise Stefanik from the great state of New York, the brand new chairwoman of the House Republican Conference, one of the most important jobs in all of Congress, the policy quarterback, the chief messenger, one of the chief messengers of the Republican Party and its lawmakers in Congress, joining us live here right now at John Solomon Reports. We're going to go to that commercial break, and we'll be right back with Congresswoman Elise Stefanik. Folks, if you owe back taxes, fair warning, you're not going to like this. The IRS is mailing millions of pay-up letters. Millions, I say. Then it's up to the 20,000 new IRS enforcement agents to find you. Why the IRS targets you and not millionaires? Well, because millionaires have tax lawyers. You don't. You'll pay up. Plus interest and penalties. You need Tax Network USA, and you need them now. Tax Network USA has brilliant war room strategies to solve your IRS problems quickly and in your favor. Like a preferred direct line to the IRS, they know which agents to deal with and who to avoid. It's not all bad news for you because Tax Network USA learned of a special limited time IRS offer. They're willing to waive $1 billion in penalties if you qualify. So schedule your free confidential consultation to see if you qualify for this limited time IRS penalty canceling offer. To do so, call 1-800-245-6000. That's 1-800-245-6000 or visit tnusa.com/justnews. That's tnusa.com/justnews. All right, folks, welcome back from the commercial break. And it's Friday, so we got to do something special, and we've got it for you. Joining us right now for the first time is Congresswoman Elise Stefanik of the great state of New York and the brand new chairwoman of the Republican Conference in the House. Congresswoman Stefanik, welcome to the show. It's good to have you.
Great to be with you, John.
It's an honor to have you. This has been a pretty busy couple of weeks since you landed in a new job, but I know you've been really focused on policy and what's going on in America. And I want to take you someplace right away. I want to get to your vision for the conference, but this debate that's going on in American schools over what sort of education we're going to give our children, is it critical race theory? Is it the 1776 patriotic education? It's really taking root in America. I wonder if you could describe a little bit where you see things falling, whether it's with suburban moms, middle America schools. How is this starting to play out?
Well, I think people are seeing this play out in classrooms, unfortunately, across America, but it is energizing moms, dads, students and teachers to stand up against this divisive un-American critical race theory. And you're seeing it particularly in the suburbs. Some of the footage that we've seen from Loudoun County, Virginia is quite stunning, just how many people are turning out to these town halls to speak out against this very, very dangerous curriculum that really it represents the very, very far left. It is not who we are as Americans. And interestingly, in my district, in Saratoga County, which is a more suburban county in my district, at the local school board level, conservatives and Republicans swept the local school board elections, and they ran on opposition to critical race theory. So,
no kidding.
Yes. And I think what you're seeing is as the curtain has been lifted on truly how radical these ideas are of today's far left Democratic Party, we have an opportunity as Republicans to win back those independents and, you know, maybe swing Democrats who realize this is not the same Democratic Party of even 5-10 years ago. It is radical far left Marxist ideology. And I'm glad to see parents are getting energized. They need to fight on behalf of their kids to make sure they're getting an education that's based in American ideals and not divisiveness.
Yeah, no, it really is. It's interesting. I've been talking to some pollsters and they're seeing this really play out that this is hitting middle America and this is like a 70-80% issue. People do not like this curriculum and they're very concerned about their children, their grandchildren, their nieces and nephews learning it. There are other things that seem to be lining up for the Republicans. It seems as though the border has become a really significant issue, and Americans are not happy. They saw a stable border for a couple of years, and now it's a mess. When you look at Kamala Harris, she had the foreign trip. She's the czar of the border, thanks to President Biden. How do you gauge what she's doing and how the American people are reacting to it?
Oh, they get an F, a failing grade when it comes to the border, and particularly Kamala Harris, who was designated as the border czar. The fact that their first focus was not even visiting the border, but to go to Guatemala and Mexico to get to the root causes. It was an abject failure, and her interviews have been an embarrassment. This shows that President Trump policies worked, whether it was investment in border security, ensuring that our Border Patrol and our Customs and Border Protection followed the law, and the changes that the Biden administration made, which is essentially amnesty. Their budget that they proposed does not support border security funding. It does not support increased investment for our Border Patrol that we need. And the numbers show the truth. The fact that in May of this year, there were over 180,000 illegal border crossings. That's the highest in 20 years.
Yeah, it's mind-numbing, isn't it?
It's mind-numbing. And what's interesting, John, is it doesn't just impact border states and border communities. What I say now is every state in this country is a border state. Every community is a border community. For example, even though I represent a district that's on the U.S.-Canadian border, we feel the impact because our Border Patrol officers, who typically are based in northern New York, have been transferred down to the southern border. Yesterday, I had a conference Zoom call just reaching out to my local Border Patrol leaders, and every single one of them has been on the southern border, and the toll that takes on families, but also the fact that that leaves communities across the country in understaffed, facing safety and security challenges. It impacts every state across this country, particularly if you also think about the amount of drug trafficking and human trafficking that's happening across the border as well.
Yeah, that's such an important point. And you hear also now all that the human trafficking, the drugs are making their way farther and farther into the inland of America. You saw Texas, you know, Governor Abbott say, we had enough fentanyl come across to kill 20 million Americans in a month. Do you think that everyday voters are sitting back now saying, you know, I kind of remember how things were last year, 2 years ago. I don't like this picture. Do you think this issue starts to resonate at the dinner table, water cooler, where people start to have, you know, the real conversations in American life?
I think this does resonate at the dinner table. And I think the border crisis is one of many crises that the American people are experiencing right now. I think also the economic crisis and the energy crisis, the fact that we've seen the highest inflation since 2008 in terms of the consumer price index this past month, that impacts every American's, you know, as they're balancing their budget, balancing their checkbooks, making sure that they're able to make ends meet. That's a tax hike on every American, and it's a result of Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi's tax and spend policies as they continue to shovel trillions of dollars, taxpayer dollars, out the door. And people feel that. People feel that this destructive agenda has really unraveled very, very quickly. You can also look at the energy crisis, the cancellation of the Keystone pipeline, yet the waiving of the sanctions on the Nord Stream 2 Russia pipeline. So this is an administration that supports Russian energy independence, but destroys American energy independence. People are paying the bill as they are filling up their tanks at the pump, just in terms of the gas prices increase. And previously, the gas shortage was the first time, certainly my generation, had ever experienced that. And then the national security crises that are just, you see them in the news every single day. Israel is under attack by Hamas. The cyber attacks that are happening against, whether it's private sector companies or critical industries. Americans realize that. And again, in my district, it's the best way to get a pulse is talking to the American people, and really outside of the Beltway, people are showing up to local events, local Republican events, more than ever before because they are engaged and energized and know that the direction we're moving in under Biden and Pelosi is not representative of mainstream America.
It's a remarkable moment because usually it takes 8 months, a year for an administration's policy to have an effect, a boomerang if it's a bad policies, or, you know, a hurrah if it's working well. But really, in the 4 or 5 month mark, we're already seeing, you know, a pretty significant rejection. So there's that moment in politics, you know this because you've run so effectively, where if not them, then what? And the Republicans have to come in and say, this is our plan. And of course, you're the quarterback for the House on policy and everything that's going to happen. What do you think are the most attractive policies or the policies that you're going to be developing as Republicans that tell the American public, all right, we know you don't like what Joe Biden's doing and Kamala Harris and Nancy Pelosi. Here's what we're going to stand for and the difference you get if we vote you in 2022.
Well, I'll address each of the crises and the policies that we've already put forward, because I think part of our mission is prosecuting the case against the Biden-Pelosi agenda and then putting forth our solutions. When you look at the border crisis, we are putting forth a budget as well as investments in border security, making sure that we have the 21st century tools, whether it's the physical barrier, the wall, as well as increased personnel, but also following the rule of law and fixing our broken immigration system, going back to some of the Trump era executive decisions that were made with the support of the Republican Congress. When it comes to the economy, right now you're seeing, you go on any main streets, Democrats have supported the incentive not to work. So the additional federal unemployment assistance, every main street in this country has four higher signs for our small businesses. Republicans want the incentive to get back to work to make sure that we're focusing on economic growth. When it comes to tax and spend policies, this is another clear contrast. We support tax cuts for the American people, and we are in opposition, unified against the $55 trillion in new taxes that were proposed in Joe Biden's budget. And the latest is the $6 trillion non-infrastructure bill that the Biden administration has put forward. Republicans have put forward a true infrastructure bill that is investment in highways, sewers, waterways, rural broadband, without the leftist Green New Deal, very partisan provisions that make up 90% of what Democrats have put forth. So I'm very excited that we will have a proactive agenda. We already do, and it's in stark contrast to what the Democrats have put forth.
Yeah, no, it really is. It's funny. I've been doing a lot of research as I'm writing a column, and you can really see there's a lot of ideas coming out of the Republican Party. And I've always said, and Newt Gingrich used to say this, you know, many years ago, Republicans are best when they have ideas because they always work with the American people. You're really churning out. I mean, your caucus is churning out a lot of ideas. And then you see what's going on in the states like a Ron DeSantis or a Kristi Noem. Are you encouraged that the party has not only the energy of these voters now coming back saying we're on your team, but also there's an energy of ideas going on?
There's absolutely an energy of ideas. And I think our governors have done a very exceptional job. I'm glad you touched upon both Governor Noem as well as Governor DeSantis, Governor Abbott.
Right.
Our Republican governors, they are in stark contrast to our abysmal blue state governors who are just, Governor DeSantis is reopening his state. And I have a lot of snowbirds, for example, that are registered in my district this year during the summer, but head down to Florida, and it is a stark contrast. But even on issues like banning critical race theory, I was very pleased to see Governor DeSantis took that action as well, getting tough on tech companies who are biased and, frankly, I believe have taken unconstitutional actions to silence Americans or viewpoints that perhaps the left disagrees with. DeSantis has taken those actions as well. People want to see leadership in this country. They're not seeing it from Joe Biden and the Democrats. But you look to Republicans, we are a vibrant party. We are geographically diverse. We have members that represent rural and suburban areas very effectively. So I'm very optimistic that there's going to be vibrant policy discussions and solutions. And there already are happening. They happen within our caucus. And that's why I was so excited to take on this job, to really unify all parts of the Republican conference.
Yeah, and you can see everybody right now is oaring in the same direction in the House conference. And that, you know, that's a real tribute to just the short time you've been there already. You can see it, and everyone are talking in the same thing, focusing on the right things. And that discipline and that energy is only going to reap good things for the Republican Party. Last question, because I know you got to go. The infrastructure bill, is there any possibility that there'll be some bipartisanship in an infrastructure bill that Americans will say really is about infrastructure and not other things that have been thrown out that are ideological investments, not infrastructure investments? Do you feel like there's some potential to meet in the middle?
Well, you know, I credit Senator Shelley Moore Capito. She did a great job putting forth the Republican solutions on behalf of the Republican senators. The House Republican members on the Transportation Committee have put forth our proposed spending levels that really are focused on the infrastructure needs. It's really a question of whether Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer are willing to negotiate. What we've seen so far, John, is that despite Joe Biden's promises in his inaugural address of being bipartisan, he's actually the least bipartisan president we've had, certainly since I've been in office in Congress. And they have chosen to go the route of the far left party line only votes, rather than compromising and reaching across the aisle. There are those talks that are ongoing with 20 senators, I believe.
Right.
But we're not seeing outreach on the House side, which is very disappointing.
Yeah, it's a missed opportunity.
So it's really up to, it's a missed opportunity for Joe Biden. And again, I think Nancy Pelosi has challenges in her caucus. She sort of
appease
the far left, and that's the route they've been taking.
Yeah, no, there's no doubt about it. Anything we should be watching for in the next week out of Congress? What's really important for the Americans to focus on in the next week?
Well, focusing on the stark contrast between what Democrats are putting forth, which is they're not supporting economic growth. They support tax and spend. We're also seeing infighting among the Democrats. They refuse to condemn Ilhan Omar's un-American and anti-Semitic remarks and equating the United States of America as a terrorist nation, equating us with Hamas. She needs to be condemned. I think you're going to hear more from Republicans on that because Nancy Pelosi has refused to hold her accountable. And then you're going to hear more about Republican solutions, whether it's the transportation ideas, whether it's economic growth, whether it's securing our border.
That's a lot to be looking forward to. It's going to be a great week. Congresswoman, I can't thank you enough. This is every time I see you, you're always packed full of really important information. There are a lot of people I've talking about, you get really the information, and we're really grateful for that. So thank you. Thank you for the time, and I hope we can get you back on here soon.
Yes, thanks, John.
Thanks, Congresswoman. Have a great weekend.
Bye.
All right, folks, we're going to go to a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to wrap things up for the day with a fun interview with a family from Utah you are going to want to meet, a father-daughter duo who sings like you've never heard people sing before. They're amazing. But you know what they did? They discovered their skill together during the pandemic, and they decided to share it with all of us as we were cooped up in our houses looking for things to watch. We had binge watched everything on Netflix, and all of a sudden, Matt and Savannah Shaw out of Utah broke into our YouTube channels, broke into our iPod, and gave us the extraordinary sweet sound of a family and loving family giving us the gift of music. It is an incredible interview. I'm so excited to be bringing on Matt and Savannah, their story of stardom in the middle of a pandemic, giving us a little bit of solace through the great gift of music, is next, right after this commercial break. Folks, Field of Greens is the healthiest thing I do every day, and I want you on this journey with me. Why? It's literally one scoop a day. It tastes great. I love the fruit flavors particularly, and it's completely improved my life and my health. This is nutrition the way nature intended. When I began taking a hard look at why I wasn't feeling good and why I felt unhealthy, why I was gaining weight, why I was losing energy, it wasn't just because I had hit my 50s. No, it was because I wasn't getting the right amount of fruit and vegetables in my diet. And listen, I'm just too busy to go to the store, clean up the vegetables, cook vegetable dinners, and make sure I hit the fruit. A Field of Greens stepped in. One scoop of powder in my drink or on my eggs in the morning, and boom, I was off and feeling better. And suddenly, I was losing weight. I was sleeping better. My metabolism went up. My blood sugar went down. My cholesterol went down, and my weight went down. And my doctor said, hey, whatever you're doing, keep it doing. You know what that is? It's Field of Greens. That's what I've been doing. Field of Greens is radically different. Each organic fruit and vegetable was medically chosen to support heart and vital organ health. I trust Field of Greens to keep me healthy. I promise you, you're going to love this product. But if for any reason you don't, they'll give you 100% money back guarantee. Now, you're going to get 15% off your first order, plus free rush shipping because of the incredible partnership we have here at Just the News with Brick House Nutrition, and of course, Field of Greens. All you got to do to take advantage of this offer, visit fieldofgreens.com and use the promo code JUSTNEWS. That's promo code JUSTNEWS at fieldofgreens.com. Don't wait. Go to fieldofgreens.com today. Use the promo code JUSTNEWS for 15% off. All right, folks, welcome back from the commercial break. And a very special opportunity as we go into this weekend. A family that I've been hearing things about. I went to dinner the other night, and the first thing people said is, have you heard about Matt and Savannah Shaw? Have you listened to their music? I've been all over town, and people are talking about this amazing father-daughter duo. And so I figured, you know what? I got to go find out for myself what's going on. So we're lucky. Bringing in live from Utah, we have Matt and Savannah Shaw joining us. The father-daughter team you've probably seen on iTunes, YouTube. They're amazing. Welcome to the show, guys.
Thank you so much for having us.
This is an honor to be here, John. Thank you for having us.
And the same here. I have to admit, I'm a little pop culture challenged, so I didn't catch up to the phenomenon until just a few weeks ago. But everywhere I've gone, dinner conversations, even a member of Congress mentioned you guys. And I said, all right, I keep hearing about these guys. I got to check this out. And so last weekend, I went on YouTube with my son and we found a couple of your amazing videos and we couldn't stop listening. We did the binge watch for like a half hour, 45 minutes. And I now understand. I get it. It's amazing. So tell me, how does a father and daughter team decide we can sing, we sound good together, and we're going to go start making videos and music? How did it all happen?
It is the funniest story because it was totally an accident that we started singing together. It was right when the pandemic had started.
Right.
I was in a children's choir and it got canceled because of, you know, the pandemic. So we decided to all create music Instagrams to share music with each other. But
wait, and she never had social media before this. So she,
no
this
kidding.
Is the, yeah, at yeah. 15, no, and that was her choice, not
good
ours.
For
we
her.
Didn't force that on her. But yeah, okay, keep going.
and I was being the shy girl. I was way too afraid to put out a song of just myself at first. So my dad was outside doing yard work and I pulled him in. I'm like, hey, I want to record a video for my friends. Can you be in it with me? I'm thinking we'll do the prayer. So we recorded it and posted it. And then you posted it to Facebook for some family.
Yeah. I mean, it was never intended to go beyond friends and family.
Yeah.
And then it just started to spread. I mean, I'm wearing an old ball cap. I've got an old family reunion t-shirt on.
Right.
I mean, we didn't intend for anyone to see it. And I think, you know, if you combine all the different sites that it's been on and been shared on, it's been viewed over 100 million times.
That's unreal.
And it's just crazy. And Savannah, before we started, she was like, Dad, do you want to like change? You want to put something nicer on? And I was like, oh, Savannah, your friends do not care what I'm wearing. It doesn't matter. Let's just do this. And, you know, had I known, probably would have changed.
Exactly.
You know?
So the funny part is
how it started.
The first song you take is like one of the biggest songs ever, Andrea Bocelli, and you go
Celine Dion.
How do you, that's your first one and you nail it right out of the park. I mean, we were listening to that song. It is so beautiful. It's angelic and it's just amazing. So that one starts to go viral. And what do you start saying to yourselves? Where does this go next?
Oh yeah. Like we just enjoyed it so much that we were like, gosh, this is fun and people are watching. And and the biggest thing that hit us was the response that we kept getting from people about how, you know, it was right at a time where there was so much fear and anxiety and uncertainties. The pandemic was really taking hold and people were finding a lot of hope and comfort and healing in the music. And so we've almost felt this responsibility to keep it coming just because of the meaningful responses that we kept getting. And so, you know, the next song was A Million Dreams because we were like, never in a million dreams did we think that we could be a thing and we could sing and people would actually want to listen. And it just kept snowballing from there. And we started to do our own music. We've since in the last 8 months released 3 albums.
Unreal.
Which, you know, we started singing in our closet just a year ago.
Yeah.
And now we have 3 albums that, you know, have charted on Billboard that we're just a little dad and daughter from who knows where, Utah.
It's amazing.
And we feel so lucky and so humbled and grateful to have this opportunity. We never thought it'd be possible.
Well, it's funny when the first time I heard about you guys, the person who mentioned was a friend of ours and we were having dinner and they said, it's so authentic when they look at you. It's the classic daughter looking at her father, father looking at her daughter. But when you hear the voices, it's like being on The Greatest Showman. The voices are like, you know, epic quality. And you have to watch this. I'm like, oh God, I never go on YouTube. I'm sorry, I don't. And they're like, well, then here, I got it. And the guy whips out his phone and he puts it on there. And there's that big window, that picture window behind you guys. And you're singing this unbelievable song. And it just sounds so amazing. What has been the reaction? You know, do father daughter teams reach out to you? Do families reach out to you and say, how do I get to do this?
We do have a bunch of father daughter duets popping up on YouTube that we see now that will cover some of our songs. And we love seeing that. It's so fun for us to, you know, put these duets out there that encourage other father daughter duets to, you know, come together and do the same thing, because it really has been so much fun.
Yeah, we actually, you know, we learned early on that we quickly ran out of duets that were out there and available, that, you know, weren't sappy love songs for a male and a female.
Right, yeah.
And so we connected with a good friend of ours, Steven Nelson, who started arranging these songs for us and turning some of our favorites into duets. That we could do. And since then, we share those arrangements. And, you know, if other father and daughters want to sing together, we love to send them our arrangements. And we're like, please use them, because it's tough to find. But what a great thing to do together, you know?
It is amazing. I'll tell you a little fun story from my family. So I was in eighth grade. I was in a Catholic school, and we had to do one project outside of the curriculum. And so my mom and my dad and I sat down over the weekend, and there were like three options. I could join the Catholic choir, I could write an essay in the Law Day essay, and then I think the third one was a public service thing. So my dad said, well, why don't you and mom get on there and talk in about 2 seconds, or just start singing and just try it out for a while and see what it sounds like. We sang about 30 seconds, and my father looked up at me and said, thank God you can write. You're going to go writing. You're going to do the writing essay. So I was out. I didn't get the chance. Mom and I never could pull it off. But you guys must have known right away. How does you know, you have a big family, a nice family. I've seen the pictures. They're all adorable, and they're just, you know, quintessential
Thank
America.
You.
How has the rest of the family reacted? Are there going to be like a whole family choir soon? Where does this go next?
They have been the biggest support to us. They come to everything. You know, we kind of just make it a family thing. Everywhere we go, the family is with us. And all of our performances, they'll come up on stage after. So they really have been so supportive of us and our music, and we couldn't do it without them.
Yeah, we just released a song on YouTube called Tonight You Belong to Me.
Okay.
And well, it was maybe a month ago, 2 months ago or something. I can't remember. But it features our youngest daughter, Penny Jean, and she decided to join us for that song. So that's the only time
How
she's joined
cool
us.
How cool is that?
It turned out so cute. And then my son Easton played the ukulele on that one. And so they were really nervous to join us, but we're hoping that maybe they'll want to join us for some more music. We're thinking we're planning Christmas already. And so we may have some more of the family join us, which would be so fun.
I get a sense that Christmas is a pretty big deal in your family. Just from looking at the Christmas album I saw the other day, you guys got Christmas down really good, don't you?
Oh, it's so fun. We've got a big family and, you know, lots of kids around. So, of course, Christmas is always magical for us. Lots of traditions, which is fun.
That is so awesome. Now we're getting out of the pandemic. And obviously this was a great healing thing for people to listen, enjoy, share. When we were all trapped in the homes, life's going to get out there. We're going to get back to normal, hopefully. Do you guys go on the tour? Do you have a tour coming up? Where does this go next?
Oh, we would love to. It's such a interesting world out there right now, because, you know, the dust is just starting to settle with COVID. And so live music is just starting to make its return. And so for us, we would love to tour. And we're trying to work out where and how that works right now with the circumstances we're in, and things are just starting to open up. But definitely there's something special about live music.
Oh, there's no doubt.
Yeah, and the energy, and it's, you know, the give and take from the audience and the performers, and it's amazing. We would love to do more performing, so we're working on that.
That's amazing. And you're on iTunes now, right? Up all the platforms that you can get download music, I see you everywhere. So what's the easiest way for people to stay in touch as this incredible experience keeps going on?
Yeah, the easiest way is just to head to our website. It's mattandsavannahmusic.com. And there you can sign up with our newsletters, where we keep in touch and let people know about upcoming concerts and engagements that we're doing. But you can also order our music there. We link to all the YouTube videos. And
we are Matt and Savannah on all social media platforms. So if you look up Matt and Savannah, you'll find us and people can follow our journey there
as
well.
It's an interesting spelling though, Matt with one T.
One T, right? Yeah.
One T. I grew up never being able to purchase a souvenir with my name on it. And so only fair we do it to Savannah because she's Savannah with no H.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. So Matt and Savannah, that's the spelling, mattandsavannahmusic.com.
Well, the names fit the beautiful music. You are so unique and so gifted. What's been the biggest lesson as you get to do this? If another family's looking at it, say, listen, I want to do something special with my family too. What are some of the lessons, or the biggest lesson at least, that you learned as you've gone through this experience?
I think one of the biggest lessons that I've learned is just how important it is to put yourself out there and get out of your comfort zone. Because for me, I never shared my voice. A lot of my best friends didn't even know that I sang before I posted that video. And just taking that leap of faith, I think, and putting out that video has completely, you know, changed my life for the better. So for anybody out there who's, you know, thinking about doing something scary, I hope that they go for it, because you never know what could happen.
That
is such great advice. Sometimes you just got to jump in with 2 feet and take a chance. And I'm so glad you guys did. Matt, I've heard your voice and I'm like, wow, this guy's got to have been in Broadway. When did you realize you could sing like that? I mean, oh my gosh.
Oh, thank you. That's so nice. I grew up singing. I've always loved it. And I actually went to college. I had a vocal performance scholarship at college.
Wow.
But it was the only school that would give me a scholarship without making me major in music. So I got my accounting degree, but you know, life happens and I've got 4 kids and I started a company. And so singing, just from circumstances, kind of got put on the back burner as I was being a husband and father and provider. And really it wasn't until Savannah pulled me in from the yard to sing with her that it really started to come back, and it's just been amazing since, because I'm able to realize a dream that I had put away, you know, for a long time. But to realize it through my daughter and through this experience has just been incredible.
It is incredible. And Savannah, did I understand that when that first recording, which I've seen that first recording because my son made me binge watch, we got all the way through them.
Yeah.
And it was awesome. Was that really the first time you had performed in public or in a public way with singing?
You know, I probably sang in public 3 times before that.
Wow.
When I was little, and then probably like once in church, and that was it.
Amazing.
So I really didn't perform. I was terrified to. But, you know, I've had lots of opportunities since that video to put myself out there and do what I love. So we've had lots of performances since then.
Well, you nailed it on the first one. You two guys were like flawless on the first one. So you know God had a good idea for you when you see that first performance, because it couldn't have been better. You've brought so much inspiration to families, and including my own. I have an autistic son, and he just fell in love with the music, and it's on his playlist now. I can tell you, because when I'm in the car, I hear it. It's awesome.
Thank you for us.
Well, it's a blessing for all of us, and we wish you well. And we want to keep chronicle your great adventure, because you're starting on something just amazing. And everyone can go and check out Matt and Savannah everywhere, social media, YouTube. It is a worthwhile time to spend. I'll tell you that. Guys, God bless and good luck with everything in the future.
Thank you so much.
This was a pleasure, John. Really an honor to be part of your podcast. Thank you for having us.
Oh, it was an honor here too. And I'll be popular at home tonight too. How about that? Huh?
I love it.
All right, guys. God bless, and we'll talk to you soon. Folks, we're going to go to a quick commercial break. When we come back, we'll wrap things up for the day. You know what, folks? Stress may be why you can't lose weight. If you've got moderate to high stress like I do, a doctor-formulated weight loss supplement called Lean could be your solution. Chronic stress wreaks havoc on blood sugar, which can cause your body to store excess fat. Stress can also slow your metabolism, which fuels weight gain, and you know all about stress eating and sugar cravings, right? Now the good news. The studied ingredients in Lean have been shown to help maintain healthy blood sugar levels, help optimize metabolism, and keep your appetite under control. Now, if your life is a bit stressful like mine and you want to lose weight, add Lean to your healthy diet and exercise lifestyle. Now, get 15% off and free shipping at TakeLean.com. That's TakeLean.com and enter the promo code JustNews15. That's the promo code JustNews15 at TakeLean.com. One more time, TakeLean.com. Statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, and it's not a substitute or alternative for care from a healthcare provider. All right, folks, that wraps things up for the day. Oh, my goodness. What a great opportunity. What a great show. I had fun today. You get to talk to Congresswoman Elise Stefanik. You talk policy. We get in. We learn things. We're learning that they're going to continue to press the case against Ilhan Omar for her incendiary remarks, anti-American remarks, a lot of people are calling them. We know what they're working on in the bill, what the alternatives are for infrastructure and other policies. We hear her talk about the impact of the failures of Vice President Kamala Harris and Joe Biden, both on the foreign policy front and on the southern border of America. We get all that right. That's an amazing experience in and of itself. You're armed for bear. You got new information to go to the water cooler, to the dinner table, to the boardroom, wherever you're going today, this weekend. And then we get to take a little bit of fun and we go and we get to meet two quintessential American stars who together, a father-daughter team, Matt and Savannah Shaw, they discovered they could sing together, they could make beautiful music, and they did it in a way that gave us solace and comfort and smiles and great music in the middle of the pandemic. And now they're recording stars. They're big deal. They got tens and hundreds of millions of views on YouTube. What a great story. And you saw just what a great family are, the love between them, the traditional family excitement when both are succeeding and the unexpected journey that they've gone on together as father, daughter, the fun, the giggles, the laughs, the great stories. What a great American family. What a great talent the Shaw family is, particularly Savannah and Matt. I'm so glad we got to do that. And as we head into the weekend, I just want to plant one thought. We've got some amazing partners here at Just the News, at John Solomon Reports. And one of them is the Birch Gold Group. We love these guys. They come on every so often. We bring them on to help us understand the economy. And this week, we got some news. I think Congresswoman Stefanik immediately seized on its import. We had an inflation report, 5% inflation. We haven't seen that since 2008 or 1992. Those are the two last times inflation was soaring at that rate. We've got crises. We've got jobs that can't be filled because we're paying people to stay home. The economy is starting to look a little shaky. People worried about a bubble in the market. They're worried about interest rates going up to try to tamp down inflation. They're worried about China and the mischief China might create. You got the cyber hacking, all the things that Congresswoman Stefanik just talked about. Well, it starts to make you think about, well, how's my retirement doing? What should I do? What about my bank account, my investments? I work hard for my money. I don't want to go in reversal. Well, the great folks at Birch Gold have exactly the right thing for you. You know what they do? They've got opportunities for you to take some of your money and put it into precious metals, gold and silver. And I didn't know this until I met them. But you have the opportunity, in many cases, for eligible 401k and IRA, your retirement monies, you can roll them into gold and silver, give some protection, some diversity to your portfolio. What a great idea. We've got inflation, and there's talk about putting another $1 or $2 trillion into the market, more printed money on an infrastructure bill or an ideological bill, whatever you call it. Well, guess what? That's going to probably add pressure. The economic indicators are making people nervous. A lot of unfilled jobs, a lot of inflationary pressure, uncertainty in the border, uncertainty in the world often makes me worry about my own investments. And that's why we've got our partnership, our friends with Birch Gold. And here's the deal. You have a special opportunity right now because you're a John Solomon Reports listener, because you are a Just the News fan. You can get a free info kit on physical precious metals, how you can incorporate them if you choose into your retirement portfolio, into your investment portfolio. The 20-page kit, I've read it. I love it. I learned so much. I'm a smarter investor than I've ever been before. And you can get this for no cost, no obligation. You get the kit just by going to birchgold.com/justnews. Birch, B-I-R-C-H, gold.com, Just News. And here's the deal. You are going to get the kit for free. You're going to get read up. It's a great no-obligation opportunity to get smarter, wiser in a turbulent market. And you might even, for a limited time, qualify up to $10,000, $10,000 in free precious metals just by taking advantage of the kit, looking at it. Here's what we do. Go to birchgold.com/justnews, BIRCH gold.com/justnews. Get that kit. If you start getting involved, you start to make some moves in your investment portfolio like I've been doing, you're going to potentially get some great opportunities to get some free precious metals. You're certainly going to make your portfolio more diverse. What better way to spend a few minutes this weekend doing that and then spinning some of those great tunes from Matt and Savannah Shaw. I have to admit, after I interviewed him yesterday and my son already had downloaded some of the music, that's how I found out about it. My son had stumbled onto them on YouTube. I got a few of their songs on my playlist this weekend. I'm going to be listening to them. Beautiful music, great people. Again, thanks to Elise Stefanik, the great congresswoman and conference chair from the state of New York, Matt and Savannah, and of course our friends at Birch Gold. What a great way to head into the weekend. Let's do it. Get the grills fired up. Get some Kansas City steaks. Put them on the grill. Have a great weekend. We'll be back Monday with more news. And don't forget, probably right about now is a good time to go to justthenews.com because that story about Hunter Biden, it's out by now. All right. We'll talk to you soon. Have a great weekend. God bless you and God bless this great country, the United States of America. He's always blessed us. And this weekend will be no different. All right. We'll see you on Monday. Folks, everyone knows the next medical crisis is just around the corner. Whether it comes in the form of a pandemic or something much more mundane like a tick bite, you and your family need to be prepared. That's what we learned from this last pandemic, right? That's where the Wellness Company comes in. You know the Wellness Company. We have their great doctors like Dr. Peter McCullough on all the time on our shows. The Wellness Company and their doctors are medical professionals that you can trust. And the new medical emergency kits are the gold standard when it comes to keeping you safe and healthy. And most importantly, prepared. Be ready for anything. This medical emergency kit contains an assortment of life-saving medications, including ivermectin and Z-Pak. The medical emergency kit provides a guidebook to aid in the safe use of all of these life-saving medications, so you know what you're doing. From anthrax to tick bites to COVID and even the bioweapon like the plague, the Wellness Company's medical emergency kit is exactly what you need to have on hand to be prepared. Rest assured knowing that you have emergency antibiotics, antivirals, and antiparasitics on hand to keep you and your family safe from whatever the globalists throw your way. Go to www.twchealth/justnews today in order. That's twc.health/justnews and use the promo code justnews to save 10%. Hey folks, can your IRA or 401k stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is right at our doorstep? By allocating a percentage of your retirement into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from a turbulent market and economic downturns. All you got to do is put your IRA back on the gold standard. With a multi-trillion dollar trade deficit and ongoing geopolitical instability, experts say now is the time to make the switch. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Protect your retirement today with one simple phone call and receive your free gold and silver guide from my good friends at Genesis Gold. To do that, call Genesis Gold Group today at 800-200-GOLD. That's 800-200-GOLD. And find out how you can add precious metals to your IRA. One more time, let me give you the number. It's 800-200-4653. 800-200-4653 or gold, or visit them at genesisgoldgroup.com. Genesis Gold, welcome to the John Solomon Just the News family.